Today's story reveals a profound example of Padre Pio's spiritual care, where a simple request led to a miraculous sign that left me in amazement. Please stay tuned to hear this remarkable story. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. I'd like to take a heartfelt moment to thank the members of our Protected Child of Padre Pio program for your unwavering financial help and support. Your generosity makes these videos possible for everyone, and we are deeply grateful. May Our Lady and Padre Pio reward you abundantly for your kindness and dedication. For those of you who are not yet members, we invite you to join us today and experience the many benefits that come with being a protected child of Padre Pio. As a member, you will enjoy special spiritual and material benefits, including regular masses celebrated specifically for your intentions. Pope Benedict XV beautifully expressed the value of this. The Holy Mass would be of greater profit if people had it offered in their lifetime rather than having it celebrated for the relief of their souls after death. Additionally, you'll be joining a community of people praying for each other. Knowing people are praying for you will bring comfort, hope, and strength to face life's challenges for you and your loved ones. Joining is simple. Just click the link in the description below to find out more and become a part of this blessed community under the protection of Padre Pio. Now let's move on to our story. Today's story comes from the book Padre Pio, Stories and Memories by John McCaffrey, and it offers a beautiful example of Padre Pio's spiritual care for those who sought his help, even across great distances. John McCaffrey shares a story he heard directly from Father Dominic Aloysius of Belleville, an American who served as Padre Pio's assistant. To give you a bit more context before diving into the story, Father Dominic was sent to San Giovanni Rotondo in 1947 to handle the overwhelming volume of letters Padre Pio received in English and German, more than 250 a day. For the next 13 years, Father Dominic worked closely with Padre Pio, sharing many details of Padre Pio's daily life with his family back in Wisconsin and Illinois. Now, that being said, let's dive into one particular promise Padre Pio made to Father Dominic and how he fulfilled it in the most incredible way. Listen to this. On one of his trips back to the United States, Father Dominic shared the story of how Padre Pio had fulfilled a promise made to a bishop that he would be with him at the hour of his death. Just a quick side note, I covered this story Father Dominic mentioned in a previous video some time ago. You can find the link in the description below. It's a great story. Father Dominic's own father, Mr. Mayer, remained silent for some time after hearing the story. Then he made a simple yet heavy request to his son. "Son, you know Padre Pio well. You are his friend. Could you ask Padre Pio to come and be with me when my time comes?" Father Dominic promised, but later shared how uncomfortable and embarrassed he felt when, back in San Giovanni Rotondo, he had to approach Padre Pio with the request. But, as McCaffrey notes, a father is a father and a promise is a promise. So, at the first opportunity he found himself alone with Padre Pio, he explained, apologized, and made the request. You can imagine the scene. A son nervously explaining his father's dying wish, wondering if he's asking too much of Padre Pio. But Padre Pio didn't scold or dismiss him. He simply looked at Father Dominic with understanding and nodded silently. No grand gestures, no promises in return, just a quiet nod of agreement. Just 2 days later, while Father Dominic was preparing to travel back to his homeland, he received a telegram with the news of his father's death. By the time he arrived in the U.S., his father had already been buried. Mr. Mayer had died at the home of his married daughter. When Father Dominic asked his sister about the circumstances surrounding their father's death, this is what she told him. When the weather was nice, she and her husband would bring Mr. Mayer outside in the afternoon, leaving him comfortably seated on the porch to enjoy the sun. At this point, he could no longer walk on his own. So, on that day, they could not believe their eyes when they went to the porch to help him back to his room and found he was no longer there. They had not heard a single step, nor the door opening or closing. This is where things get truly remarkable. They rushed to their father's room and indeed found him there, lying peacefully on the bed, with his eyes closed and his mouth slightly open. "And you know, Dominic," said his sister, "we saw a host on his tongue." I'll give you a second to let that sink in. A host on his tongue. End of story. As with many Padre Pio stories, we are left with more wonder than answers. But what's clear is that Padre Pio, through his silent nod, kept his promise and was with Mr. Mayer at the most crucial moment, honoring the commitment made to his son. This remarkable story reminds us of the profound importance of spiritual care for our loved ones. As we reflect on this, let's remember to arrange for a priest to be present and administer the last rites for those we care about. It's a vital part of our faith, ensuring that our loved ones receive the spiritual support they need at life's end. Let's not overlook this precious responsibility. And finally, may Our Lady and Padre Pio be with us when our time comes, guiding us as we journey to our eternal home. Thank you so much for watching, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.